Okay, Brett.
Yes.
The customer kept me on the phone for that long. I haven't even got a chance to call the DOD. What if I call the DOD, like, without you on the phone, and then I give you a call, or I just note the order with the breeze code, and or would you just like to hold while I call the DOD?
You could just note the order with the breeze code.
Okay, then when we hang up, I'll call the DOD and get the breeze code, and I'll note the order with the breeze code, and I'll send the order over with a request for the trip charge to be added. And I'm so sorry that the customer kept me on the phone for so long. She's just really confused. It actually probably would be a great benefit if you could give her a call. She said that I didn't have to ask you to do so, but she has no idea, man, what's going on or how she's going to make it work or how she's supposed to make it work. She doesn't understand.
Is this with the oven and microwave? I forgot what I called you for. This is for the oven and the microwave,
doesn't,
right?
Yeah, she says that, you know, that you recommended a unit that's a little bit taller than what she already has. You know, and while it doesn't have a backing on the unit with controls, she doesn't understand how that would work in the space, you know, because that oven, I mean, that the range top would be higher up above her countertops than the one that she currently has now. So she's just really confused. I haven't seen that. I don't know about these things. So I figured if I asked you to give her a call, if you were able to, you'd be better able to tell her what's up. Because I have no idea.
Okay.
So if you don't mind giving her a call, you know, just maybe a brief call, just, you know, hey, again, just to remind you, you know, when we were out, this is what's up. This is what you want. This is the, you know, and you could answer her questions. Or maybe if you want to call her later when you have more time, you know, that just, or if you don't call her, she said that's fine. So it's up to you.
Okay. Actually, can I just be kept on hold while you call DOD?
Sure. I can put you on hold while I call the DOD. I just wanted to make sure it would be okay with you that if I were to do that, because I know you've already been holding for a very long time, and I wanted to be respectful of you and your time. So if you call if you wanted to call the customer while I call the DOD, that could work out really good. Or you could just hold. It's up to you.
Yeah, just put me on hold. If you put me on hold, I'll call her afterwards.
Okay, I'm gonna go ahead and call the DOD, and I'll be back with you as quickly as possible.